Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Well, good golly gosh, it's season three of the 929 podcast with me, Ishan Akbar, the podcast brought to you from Fiverr.com, the freelance marketplace. Can you believe it? The award-winning podcast is back, and I'm back. Of course I am, because I absolutely love the money, but more importantly, I love the guests. And this series is no different. Our guest this week, oh, she was absolutely amazing. She's written songs for some of the biggest artists around, including Dua Lipa and Kylie Minogue. She's a footballer, a TV presenter, a singer, and a podcaster. Now, I'm all those things, but the difference is this guest does them properly.
I got up every weekend for no money, and if I was a boy at the age of 13 or 12, I would have been on a retainer, but I still got up and I'd done it because it was a passion.
The only thing that I've got over her is that she started playing football for a club called Liverpool, and I'm a Manchester United fan, and let me tell you, we are so much better 8 years ago. Her name is Chelsea Grimes. She's absolutely brilliant. In this episode, she's going to tell us, don't listen to everyone. So let's listen to find out why. So Chelsea, tell us, what is the lesson you wish to impart on our listeners today?
My lesson is to not listen to everybody.
Right. Okay. How's that going to work? So what do you mean by that? Saying don't listen to everyone. What does that mean?
Well, I just think, especially in the industry I'm in, you know, I got thrown into this first industry I was in, which was the music industry. And, you know, as an 18-year-old, very impressionable young woman, there was a lot of opinions, a lot of older people in suits sat behind a desk and telling me what I needed to do to sell records. And I listened, and I think my life's flourished a lot more since I started listening to myself a lot more than other people. So that's my lesson.
Can you think of a particular moment in your career where that switch clicked, where you're like, actually, I can trust my own judgment?
Yeah, I literally think it was when I'd done my first TV job in France, the Women's World Cup in France 2 years ago. I got a call from the BBC to say, hey, you know, we love you. We've seen a few interviews. How do you feel about moving to France for 6 weeks? And we'll pay for everything and we'll pay you. And you basically just have to talk to a few fans at halftime or before the game. And yeah, you get to live in France. And I was like, okay. Spoke to my record label. My record label were like, you know, you've got a single coming out soon. This is a bit, you know, it's taken attention away from that. And I was like, you know what, guys, this is something I've always wanted to do. It's an experience I'll never get to do again. And I'm going to do it. Yeah. And it just all kind of rolled into one. And I was like, I'm so glad I done that. And I didn't listen to, you know, we're not being ageist here, but like a 45-year-old guy who was sat behind a desk in Sony telling me that I shouldn't have done it.
What advice would you give to, you know, either a young artist or a young entrepreneur, young business person who's thinking, I hear you, but you know, you luckily had this other avenue where you could just say, I can make a decision about this. But as a new entrepreneur, I'm putting all my heart and soul into this business or whatever it might be. How can I trust my judgment?
It's just, there's no like yellow brick road to it. It's literally, you're going to fail a few times. Like, you know, I didn't get every single thing, didn't just happen. But I do think it does come down to, you know, yourself. You've got to listen to yourself.
Has there been a time where listening to yourself maybe has gone a bit wrong, where you thought, oh, I thought this would work, but it hasn't quite? And what have you done to overcome that, if anything at all?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, like I said, I was trying to just be a solo artist when I was 18, 19, 20, 21. And then, you know, I got signed to Sony, amazing RCA. Like, you know, you walk in, they've got pictures of Britney and Beyonce and Justin Timberlake. And you're thinking, oh my God, I've made it. I'm the next one. It's going to be me. I was playing gigs with like Ed Sheeran and stuff like that, doing huge gigs. And it was literally my dream come true. And then a year later, it's very similar to football. You know, a new manager comes in, you're not his signing. You're maybe like a spicy number 10. He's looking for a hold up player up top, a big number 9. And I wasn't that. And I got dropped. And honestly, in the space of 12 months, it went from me having everything to, you know, no other record label wanted to have a meeting with me because, you know, I just had loads of money spent on an album that never come out. And it was tough, but then that led me into songwriting, which is something, you know, at the time, the only offer I had on the table was to sign to be a songwriter, and I had to take it, and it forced me into becoming a songwriter. But honestly, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And at the time, I was, I want to be a star. I don't want to be a songwriter. I want me on the radio. That definitely forced me into a different avenue, but it's one that I will be forever, ever grateful for.
Have you always been someone who is confident in their gut? Because that's what I'm getting here is, you know, you're confident in your gut, so that at 21, you were able to make that decision. What advice would you give to someone who maybe isn't like that?
You know, no one else on this planet knows you better than you know yourself. And I think you do know, when you meet someone, you know, do I like that person? Do I not? When you listen to a song, do I like that song? Do I not? And just ask yourself questions. I always question myself constantly, but I'd rather ask the question than have someone else ask me the question. So I'm constantly challenging myself. And yeah, it's just about getting to know yourself more. I think, you know, I spend a lot of time alone. I was an only child growing up, and that kind of forced me to. But I just think, yeah, nobody knows you better than you. So you just got to have a little second. Just really listen to yourself and think, what do I want to do here? And just ask the question.
Do you think that if you hadn't done what you did and just listened to what other people had to say, stuck it out with music, you'd be as happy and as successful and as optimistic as you are now?
No, I wouldn't have been 100%. I get to do so many cool things now. And I'm just, every day, I'm just very grateful. Like, I wake up and I'm just buzzing to just do something new. Every day is a new thing for me, you know. Maybe I'm writing a song for someone else. Maybe I'm writing a song for me. Am I doing a podcast? Am I playing football? It's just every day is different. And I just wake up with at least a life every day, because every day is so like a new person. It's crazy. I've got many different personalities for a different role, I think, now that I've attained. But yeah, I'm in a really good space. And I never thought, you know, if I could look back at that 18-year-old, 19-year-old me who just got dropped, and it was literally, that was the first heartbreak for me.
Yeah.
And I would have told myself, don't worry, in like 10 years...
You're going to talk to Ishan Akbar on the Fiverr podcast.
I think I would have saved myself some tears.
So what would you say has been the best thing about not listening to people's advice?
I think I found myself in a weird way. You know, I unlocked different compartments that I didn't... Well, I knew I had them in there somewhere, because like I said, they're all different passions, really, in anything I do in entertainment. It's just storytelling, you know, whether that's through film or through podcast or through song and, you know, TV. And then obviously in music, going in to be a songwriter and stuff like that. I just found different little things inside me that I would never have found out if I just listened to those people who told me I should have just done one thing.
So Chelsea, what do you want people to learn from your experience or take away from this episode?
I think, like what we spoke on there, just it unlocks a part of yourself that you maybe never knew what was there when you stop listening to other people. And, you know, it might lead you on to do something even better than what you thought you were going to do. Yeah. So, yeah, just unlocking little secret places in the mind and body and soul. And, yeah, just go on. Be successful. I love this podcast. I love you. This has been Boss.
Because no one knows you better than yourself. That's the most important thing that you said, I think, for me.
Yeah, it's true. No one does know you better than yourself. And you just got to keep listening to that little voice and that gut instinct.
What a fun and inspiring chat with Chelsea Grimes. Thank you so much. To think that by not listening to everyone and just following your gut, you can unlock so many careers. A really inspiring young woman. Now remember, 929 is brought to you by Fiverr.com, a digital marketplace for freelancers. I'll be back again very, very soon with another awesome episode of 929. Make sure you like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. In the meantime, thank you to Chelsea. Thank you to you. See you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.